Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaches Kiev on day-long visit to Ukraine to hold one-on-one and delegation-level talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky. India and US are natural allies and destined to be strong partners, asserts Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. India celebrates first-ever National Space Day. President Draupadi Murmu says ISRO made important contributions not only to space sector but also to socio-economic development of the country. Government bans 156 fixed-dose combination medicines over health risk concerns. And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris accepts Democratic Party's presidential nomination against Republican rival Donald Trump. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Kiev today on a day-long visit to Ukraine after completing his historic visit to Poland. Prime Minister Modi reached the Ukrainian capital on board a train, taking a journey of around 10 hours under tight security. The Indian community accorded a very warm welcome to Mr. Modi on his arrival. Later, Prime Minister Modi paid floral tributes at the statue of Mahatma Gandhi in Kiev. During his visit to Ukraine, Mr. Modi will hold one-on-one and delegation-level talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky. The two leaders will hold discussions on the entire gamut of bilateral relations, ranging from economic and business linkages, agriculture, infrastructure, health and education, pharmaceuticals, defense, culture, and people-to-people ties. The visit is taking place against the backdrop of the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, which will also form part of the discussions. Ahead of his visit to the conflict-torn country, the Prime Minister had said, India firmly believes that no problem can be solved on the battlefield and it is ready to extend all possible cooperation for the restoration of peace and stability in the region.
यूक्रेन और पश्चिम एशिया में चल रहे संघर्ष हम सभी के लिए गहरी चिंता का विषय है भारत का यह दृढ़ विश्वास है कि किसी भी समस्या का समाधान रणभूमि में नहीं हो सकता किसी भी संकट में मासूम लोगों की जान की हानि पूरी मानवता के लिए सबसे बड़ी चुनौती बन गई है हम शांति और स्थिरता की जल्द से जल्द बहाली के लिए डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी का समर्थन करते हैं
This is the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Ukraine after the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries in 1992 Earlier, during his two-day official visit to Poland, Prime Minister Modi held meetings with his counterpart Donald Tusk and President Andrzej Sebastian Duda in Warsaw. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India and the US are natural allies and are destined to be strong partners. The minister was addressing the Indian diaspora in Washington on the first day of his official visit to the United States. Mr. Singh reached Washington last evening on a four-day visit to the United States at the invitation of the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin.
भारत और अमेरिका का जहां तक सवाल है हम लोग के नेचर पे बड़े पुराने रिश्ते हैं हम लोग और उसी डेस्टिनी के अनुरूप ही भारत और अमेरिका के रिश्ते लगातार मजबूत होते जा रहे हैं और मुझे तो लगता है कि भारत और अमेरिका दोनों के मिला मिलाकर वह ताकत है कि भारत में दुनिया में पीस प्रॉस्पेरिटी और स्टेबिलिटी
The Defence Minister said it is heartwarming to see how the Indian community continues to cherish and uphold their cultural values and maintain their connection to their roots. After Mr. Singh's arrival, India and the US signed the Security of Supplies Arrangement Document, SOSA, and Memorandum of Agreement regarding the assignment of liaison officers. With the signing of SOSA, India and the US agreed to provide priority support for goods and services that promote national defense. During his visit, Mr. Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his US counterpart, Lloyd Austin, and National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan. The country is celebrating its first ever National Space Day today. On this day last year, Chandrayaan-3 mission accomplished safe and soft landing of the Vikram lander on the lunar surface. With the achievement, India has joined the elite group of spacefaring nations, becoming only the fourth nation to land on the surface and the first nation to land near the south pole of the moon. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister greeted fellow citizens on the occasion. The theme for this year's celebration is Touching Lives While Touching the Moon, India's Space Saga, which emphasizes the profound impact of space exploration on society and technology. Speaking at the main function organized on the occasion at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning, President Draupadi Murmu said the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has made important contributions not only to the space sector but also to the socio-economic development of the country.
इसरो भारत का अंतरिक स्टेशन स्थापित करने की दिशा में आगे बढ़ रहा है मैं गगनयान मिशन की भी उत्सुकता से प्रतीक्षा कर रही हूं जिसमें भारतीय अंतरिक टीम को अंतरिक में ले जाया जाएगा मुझे विश्वास है कि इन सभी मिशन के फलस्वरूप ऐसे परिणाम सामने आएंगे जिनसे देश सामाजिक आर्थिक एवं वैज्ञानिक रूप से लाभान्वित होंगे
Minister of State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said the Narendra Modi government has broken the shackles of the past to liberate the space sector.
हमारे विज्ञानिकों के पास हमारे विशेषज्ञों के पास प्रतिभा की कमी ना थी योग्यता की कमी ना थी मेहनत करने का मादा भी था आंखों में अरमान भी थे What was lacking was perhaps an enabling milieu which is expected from the policy planners, from the political leadership and that was overcome when Prime Minister Modi came in.
ISRO Chairman S. Somnath said there is a lot of enthusiasm among people on National Space Day.
It was on 23rd August 2023, Chandrayaan-3 made the historic landing on the moon, creating a never-before event in the history of the space program of this nation. Honorable Prime Minister of India, he made the announcement of 23rd August to be the National Space Day. This year, the National Space Day is being celebrated all across the length and breadth of this country, and there is a lot of energy and enthusiasm that is visible.
On the occasion, President Murmu presented prizes to the winners of ISRO's Robotics Challenge and Bharatiya Antariksh Hackathon. In his message on the occasion, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, the day is a reminder of Bharat's remarkable journey in the space sector, propelled by the spirit of Atmanirbharta. The Vice President conveyed best wishes to the space scientists and hoped that their innovation and vision will propel Bharat to even greater heights and continue to inspire humanity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said countrymen recall with great pride the nation's achievements in the space sector. The Prime Minister said his government has taken a series of futuristic decisions relating to this sector and will do even more in the times to come. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The government has banned 156 medicines, including antibiotics, painkillers and multivitamins, after a review found that they posed health risks. The Health Ministry, in a notification, said the 156 fixed-dose combination medicines are irrational combinations. The ministry said the use of these drugs are likely to involve risks to human beings, whereas safer alternatives are available. It also added that the decision has been taken after the matter was examined by an expert committee appointed by the government and the Drugs Technical Advisory Board. The centre has approved the release of 40 crore rupees in advance to Tripura in view of the flood situation in the state. The amount released as the central share from the State Disaster Response Fund is intended to provide relief to the affected people. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said 11 National Disaster Response Force teams, 3 columns of the Army and 4 helicopters of the Air Force deployed by the centre are already assisting the state government in relief and rescue operations. Meanwhile, Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha undertook the aerial survey of the flood-affected areas in the state today. The rescue operations are underway in flood-hit Gomti and South Tripura districts. We have a report.
Reciprocating to the center's financial assistance, Chief Minister Manik Saha has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah for the much needed support in the time of grief due to floods. The CM said that the constant support from the center is helping and motivating Tripura to firmly fight in this tough situation. Meanwhile, the torrential rains caused damage to a big stretch on the Assam-Agartala NH8 at Atharamura Hills, prompting the Khowai District Magistrate to stop vehicular movement. The National Highway authorities who visited the affected site today have suspected of an earthquake effect in the area coupled with heavy rains. Kunal Shinde, Akashwani News, Agartala.
In Uttarakhand, four Nepalese workers were killed in a landslide amid heavy rain near Fata in Rudraprayag district. The State Disaster Response Force has reached the spot and started rescue operation. The Badrinath National Highway in Chamoli district is blocked for movement of vehicles due to landslides at various places. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall at some places in Dehradun and Bageshwar districts today. The Supreme Court today adjourned the hearing of Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal's pleas challenging his arrest and seeking bail in the case registered by the CBI over the alleged Delhi liquor policy scam. The hearing has been adjourned till the 5th of September after the CBI sought time to file a counter-affidavit in the matter. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jalgaon in Maharashtra on Sunday. The Prime Minister will distribute certificates to new 11 lakh Lakhpati Didis. He will also interact with Lakhpati Didis who earn 1 lakh rupees or more per annum. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has said New Delhi has taken up the matter of seizure of Guru Granth Sahib in Qatar with the Qatari side, and the Indian Embassy has kept the Sikh community in Doha abreast of developments in this regard. In response to media queries, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the Ministry has seen reports regarding the Guru Granth Sahib seized by the Qatari authorities and the demand of their release by the Sikh community. Mr. Jaiswal said Indian Embassy rendered all possible assistance within the ambit of local laws and regulations. The spokesperson said India will continue to follow up the matter with Qatar authorities with high priority and hope for early resolution. Several people are feared dead as an Indian registered bus plunged into the Marsangdi River in Nepal. Our correspondent has filed this report.
An Indian number plate bus flying on the Prithvi Raj Highway fell into Marsangdi River near Ambukhairani in Tanahun district of Gandaki province. Deputy Superintendent of Police of Tanahun, Deepak Kumar Rai, informed that the UP number plate bus, which was going to Kathmandu from Pokhara, fell into the river. According to him, there were Indian tourists on the bus. Now the police team is reaching the spot and rescuing the passengers. According to sources, 16 injured individuals have been rescued so far. However, the total number of passengers has not been ascertained yet. The passengers were returning to Kathmandu early this morning after staying at Majheri Resort in Pokhara. Shweta Singh, Akashwani News, Kathmandu.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has formally accepted the Democratic Party's 2024 presidential nomination to fight against her Republican rival Donald Trump. Addressing the gathering on the last day of the four-day Democratic National Convention in Chicago last night, Ms. Harris pledged to be the president who unites Americans and fights for America's future. She invited voters to chart a new way forward. Indian origin Kamala Harris became the Democratic candidate after U.S. President Joe Biden quit the race for the White House. Director General of Akashwani Moshmi Chakraborty and Additional Director General L. Madhunag today planted saplings in Akashwani premises in New Delhi under the initiative Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam. Other officials of Akashwani also planted saplings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had launched the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign on the occasion of World Environment Day this year. India's ace tennis player Sumit Nagal is set to face Talon Griekspoor of the Netherlands in the first round of the US Open on Monday. Sumit, who secured his spot in the US Open main draw in July, is ranked 72nd in the world, and he is India's top-ranked men's singles tennis player. Meanwhile, 24-time Grand Slam champion and Paris Olympics gold medalist Novak Djokovic will begin his campaign against Radu Albot. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaches Kiev on a day-long visit to Ukraine to hold one-on-one and delegation-level talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky. In turn, U.S. are natural allies and destined to be strong partners, asserts Defense Minister Rajnath Singh. India celebrates first-ever National Space Day. President Draupadi Murmu says ISRO made important contributions not only to space sector, but also to socio-economic development of the country. Government bans 156 fixed-dose combination medicines over health risk concerns, and U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris accepts Democratic Party's presidential nomination against Republican rival Donald Trump. And with that, we end the midday news.